Therefore I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and I will sing praises unto thy name. Give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. O, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And say ye, Save us, O God of our salvation, and gather us together, and deliver us from the heathen, that we may give thanks to thy holy name, and glory in thy praise. And with them Heman and Jeduthun, and the rest that were chosen, who were expressed by name, to give thanks to the Lord, because his mercy endureth forever. Of Jeduthun, the sons of Jeduthun, Gedaliah, and Zerai, and Jeshiah, Hashabiah, and Mattathiah, 6, under the hands of their father Jeduthun, who prophesied with a harp, to give thanks and to praise the Lord. And Hezekiah appointed the courses of the priests and the Levites after their courses, every man according to his service, the priests and Levites for burnt offerings and for peace offerings, to minister, and to give thanks and to praise in the gates of the tents of the Lord. And they sang together by course in praising and giving thanks unto the Lord, because he is good, for his mercy endureth forever toward Israel. And all the people shouted with a great shout when they praised the Lord, because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. And the chief of the Levites, Hashabiah, Sherebiah, and Jeshua the son of Kadmiel, with their brethren over against them, to praise and to give thanks, according to the commandment of David the man of God, ward over against ward. Then I brought up the princes of Judah upon the wall, and appointed 2 great companies of them that gave thanks, whereof one went on the right hand upon the wall toward the dung gate, and the other company of them that gave thanks went over against them, and I after them, and the half of the people upon the wall, from beyond the tower of the furnaces even unto the broad wall. So stood the 2 companies of them that gave thanks in the house of God, and I and the half of the rulers with me. For in death there is no remembrance of thee. In the grave who shall give thee thanks? Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his end, that my glory may sing praise to thee, and not be silent, O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee for ever. I will give thee thanks in the great congregation, I will praise thee among much people. To the chief musician, Eltasketh, a psalm or song of Asaph. Unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks. For that thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare. So we thy people and sheep of thy pasture will give thee thanks for ever. We will show forth thy praise to all generations. A psalm or song for the Sabbath day. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. O, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Praise ye the Lord. O, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Save us, O Lord our God, and gather us from among the heathen to give thanks unto thy holy name and to triumph in thy praise. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. At midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. Whither the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. O, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. O, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. O, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. O, give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever. Surely the righteous shall give thanks unto thy name, the upright shall dwell in thy presence. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, He kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed, and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. And he took the 7 loaves and the fishes, and gave thanks, and brake them, and gave to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. And he took the cup, and gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it. And he commanded the people to sit down on the ground. And he took the 7 loaves, and gave thanks, and brake, and gave to his disciples to set before them. And they did set them before the people. And he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. And she coming in that instant, gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem, fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And he took the cup and gave thanks, and said, Take this and divide it among yourselves. And he took bread and gave thanks, and brake it, and gave unto them, saying, This is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed it to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. Howbeit there came other boats from Tiberias nigh unto the place where they did eat bread, after that the Lord had given thanks. And when he had thus spoken, he took bread and gave thanks to God in presence of them all. And when he had broken it, he began to eat. He that regardeth the day regardeth it unto the Lord, and he that regardeth not the day, to the Lord he doth not regard it. He that eateth to the Lord, for he giveth God thanks, and he that eateth not, to the Lord he eateth not, and giveth God thanks, who have for my life laid down their own necks, unto whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. For if I by grace be a partaker, why am I evil spoken of for that for which I give thanks? And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Else when thou shalt bless with the Spirit, how shall he that occupieth the room of the unlearned say Amen at thy giving of thanks, seeing he understandeth not what thou sayest? For thou verily givest thanks well, but the other is not edified. But thanks be to God which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ, ye also helping together by prayer for us, that for the gift bestowed upon us by the means of many persons, thanks may be given by many on our behalf. Now thanks be unto God which always causeth us to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the savour of his knowledge by us in every place. But thanks be to God which put the same earnest care into the heart of Titus for you. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers. For what thanks can we render to God again for you, for all the joy wherewith we joy for your sakes before our God? In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. I exhort, therefore, that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth for ever and ever, we give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and wast and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned.